Christmas can be a painful time, whether it's your first year without someone who has died or you were bereaved long ago. We know that facing Christmas alone or whilst grieving can be a daunting prospect. One of the things that can help can be to spend some time trying to work out well in advance which arrangements will best suit your needs and the needs of others who share your loss. Some bereaved people find that they do not wish to celebrate Christmas at all, while some find that simply maintaining their routine and celebrating as normal is the best tribute they can pay their loved one. It may feel important to make a special effort to remember the person who has died. This can be as simple as speaking to the person silently or out loud, or it may involve visiting their grave or a place that was special to them. These can be things that we do alone or with friends or family. You may have photos or particular memories which you treasure. Sharing these with others may be something that brings you together. We know that people remember and mourn in different ways. Conflict within a family can sometimes arise when we have expectations of how others should grieve. So try to be sensitive to others' needs and to talk openly about what will be best for you. The Christmas period may mean that your normal routine is disrupted, and this can make it easier to forget to look after yourself. Trying to keep to regular patterns of sleeping and eating are small things that can make a difference. We can all drink more on festive occasions, but it's important to remember that using alcohol to escape the pain of loss provides only very temporary relief. Seeing friends or family or volunteering for the day can all help. As time passes, special occasions like Christmas can help us to begin to focus on happier memories of good times shared in the past. However, they can also be difficult, intensely emotional times when we need to look after ourselves and those around us. If you know someone who is grieving the death of someone close, you may wonder how best to support them. People who have been bereaved may want to talk about the person who has died. One of the most helpful things you can do is simply listen and give them time and space to grieve. Offering specific practical help, not vague general offers, can also be very helpful. Do be there for the person who is grieving. Pick up the phone, write a letter or an email, call by or arrange to visit. Do accept that everyone grieves in their own way. There is no normal way. Do encourage the person to talk. Do listen to the person for as long as they need. Create an environment in which the bereaved person can be themselves and show their feelings rather than having to put on a front. Be aware that grief can take a long time. Possibly after Christmas, contact the person at difficult times such as special anniversaries and birthdays, and offer useful, practical help. some things to try and avoid. Please don't avoid someone who has been bereaved, even if we don't know what to say. Please don't use clichés such as, I understand how you feel, you'll get over it, or time heals. Don't tell them it's time to move on, that they should be over it. How long a person needs to grieve is entirely individual. Don't be alarmed if the bereaved person doesn't want to talk or demonstrates anger, maybe. And don't underestimate how emotionally draining it can be when supporting a grieving person. And make sure you take care of yourself too.